from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Knowing first that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, we see a powerful reference to the truth of Scripture. Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, a reference to Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, found in Matthew chapter 17 and Mark chapter 9. The disciples, James, Peter, and John, were with Jesus, saw the Shekinah glory of Jesus Christ in his brightness, and saw Elijah and Moses side by side, and heard the voice of God come down from on high with a proclamation, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, a statement saying that even though James, Peter, and John saw the fullness of Christ in the Shekinah glory with their own eyes, saw Elijah and Moses with their own eyes, and heard the voice of God from on high, even with all this eyewitness and audio testimony, Peter here is saying that the Word of God, the Scriptures, are even more sure than that eyewitness and audio testimony that they've seen on the Mount of Transfiguration. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Scripture teaches that the Word of God is without error. Scripture teaches the Word of God is complete. And the words of Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 37, teach that David in the Psalms spake as he was moved by the Holy Ghost. But there are those, as spoken in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that believe that the things of God, the Scriptures, are foolishness to them. For those that are not believers, those that are not redeemed, those that are not born again, those that are not walking in the Spirit, believe that the Scriptures are foolishness. For them, it is foolishness to believe in the judgment of God. For them, it is foolishness to believe in heaven or hell. For them, it is foolish to believe that God created the heavens and the earth. For them, it is foolish to believe in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Scriptures are more sure than an eyewitness testimony by James, Peter, and John, who saw Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration in his Shekinah glory, saw Elijah and Moses side by side with Jesus, and heard the voice of God. The Scriptures are truth, and we beg you to believe the scriptures, to take God at his word. For the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.